弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
在耶稣凯旋进入耶路撒冷城以后。
After Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem.
刚才这段圣经节告诉我们，有几位希利尼人来找耶稣。
It tells us through this passage that several Greeks came to see Jesus.
约翰没有记载究竟有几个人。
It was not recorded how many people.
他们叫什么名字？
Or what their names are.
他们从哪里来？
Where did they come from?
他们想要问耶稣什么？
What question they want to ask?
他们心中的问题是什么？
What's their question in their heart?
他从23节耶稣的回答当中，
Through the answer of Jesus in verse 23,
我们可以看出来耶稣认为一个很重要的问题。
We can see Jesus considers the most important question.
一个很切身的问题。
It's a very personal question.
一个人应该问的问题。
A person that we also ask.
便是如何救你自己的生命。
It's how to save your own life.
耶稣把这个问题等于说问出来。
So Jesus asked this question.
我们今天从三方面来看这个问题。
Today we're going to look at this question from three aspects.
我们先看这个问问题的一些背景。
We'll look at the background.
然后看看耶稣怎么回答。
And see how did Jesus answer.
所以要看看耶稣回答以后他还有特别一些奖励的事情。
And also the special incentives after the answer.
我们看第一大点。
The first point.
这个问题的背景。
The background of the question.
这是二十节到二十二节。
This is from verse 20 to 22.
二十节说，那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希利尼人。换句话说，这几个希利尼人。
So, this Greek.
不是他们去圣地旅行游玩。
They didn't go there just have a tour.
不是他们一时对犹太教好奇去看一看怎么一回事。
It's not because they're curious about the Judaism to check that out.
他们可能是已经改信犹太教的人。
They could be the reformed or they choose to believe in Judaism.
或者他们是一些敬畏神的外邦人。
Or they're called the God-fearing Gentiles.
圣经几次提到有这样的一些外邦人敬畏神。
Many times the Bible mentions this group of Gentiles.
比如说我们看使徒行传第十章。
If we look at the Acts chapter 10.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
使徒行传第十章二十二节。
Acts 10:22.
他们说百夫长哥尼流是个义人，敬畏神，为犹太通国守称赞。他们因为圣天使指示，叫他请你到他家里去听你的话。这个百夫长是个外邦人。
This centurion is a Gentile.
这边提到说他敬畏神。
It says that he is God fearing.
再看十七章。
Let's go to chapter 17.
第四节。
Verse 4.
使徒行传十七章第四节。
Acts chapter 17 verse 4.
说他们中间有些人听了劝，就服从保罗和希拉，并了许多前进的希利尼人，尊贵的妇女也不少。再次提到一些敬畏神的希利尼人。
Again, they mention several God-fearing Greeks.
再看最后一点十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
这是保罗在雅典的时候。
This is from Paul was in Athens.
于是在会堂里有犹太人和前进的人，也就是说前进的外邦人，并每日在世所遇见的人辩论。圣经里面是有记载一些近前的外邦人。
So the Bible did record several times the God-fearing Gentiles.
那么他们想要来见耶稣。
They want to see Jesus.
那么约翰福音十二章二十一节。
In John 12 verse 21.
他们没有直接去找耶稣。
They didn't go to see Jesus directly.
他们反而去找耶稣的门徒腓力。
They went to seek disciple named Philip.
为什么？
Why?
为什么不直接去找耶稣？
Why did they go to Jesus directly?
有可能两个原因。
There may be two reasons.
第一个原因。
The first.
这时候耶稣在圣殿里的地方。
This is when Jesus is in the temple.
是外邦人不能去的。
The Gentile cannot enter. The Gentiles only allowed a certain area of the temple.
So
there's a Gentiles court.
They
can only stay there.
But Jesus inside the temple.
Maybe they saw Philip.
所以他们认出菲利是谁,
they know who Philip is.
所以对菲利讲话,
so they ask him.
第二个可能的原因,
the second possible reason.
约翰在这边说,
so here it says that the Philip is from Bethsaida of Galilee.
加利利是个省,
so Galilee is a province.
那么伯萨大是个城市,
Bethsaida is a city.
伯萨大这个城市是很靠近一个地区,
the city of Bethsaida is close to a region. You can see it on the map.
但靠近一个地区叫做底加伯利,
so it's close to the area called Decapolis.
那底加伯利是外邦人的地方,
we know that Decapolis is where the Gentiles are.
这几个基利人有可能是从底加伯利来的,
so many those Greeks came from Decapolis.
他们也可能在那个以前有见过菲利,
maybe they have met Philip there before.
所以看到菲利就认出他来,
so they recognize him.
他们对菲利有一个请求,
so they had a request for Philip.
我们圣经说, 我们愿意见耶稣,
it says we wish to see Jesus.
他们希望跟耶稣有个面谈,
so they like to have a conversation with Jesus.
希望能够有机会采访耶稣,
so they have a chance to interview him.
那么22节,
verse 22,
菲利去告诉安德烈,
so Philip told Andrew.
菲利可能不敢做主,
maybe Philip couldn't make the decision.
不敢直接去告诉耶稣,
he doesn't want directly to Jesus.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为有可能耶稣这个时候正和人谈话, 不然去打断他,
could be Jesus just talking with people, they don't want to be interrupted.
但更可能菲利有记得耶稣对讲一些外邦人的话,
maybe Philip remember what Jesus said about the Gentiles.
我们看一下马太福音第10章第5节,
let's go to Matthew chapter 10 verse 5.
马太福音第10章第5节,
Matthew 10 5.
这边说十章第五节，耶稣差遣这十二个人去，吩咐他们说：外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进。所以可能菲利记住这句话。
Maybe Philip remembered what Jesus said.
再看菲利马太福音第15章24节。
Then let's read Matthew chapter 15.
24节。
Verse 24.
这是在一个迦南的妇人。耶稣说，我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊哪里去。当菲利想到耶稣过去讲的话,
when Philip thought about what Jesus said,
他可能有点犹豫不决,
therefore he hesitates.
他不敢直接去找耶稣,
he doesn't dare to go directly to Jesus.
那他怎么办呢?
So what does he do?
圣经告诉我们他就去找安德烈,
so he went to look for Andrew.
我们俗语有一句英文有一句俗语说,
there's an English proverb,
so two heads are better than one,
两个脑袋比一个好,
或者我们中国人俗语说, 两个臭皮匠胜过一个诸葛亮, 所以找安德烈商量,
so he went to talk with Andrew.
为什么找安德烈?
Why Andrew?
圣经告诉我们安德烈是菲利的小同乡,
we know that Andrew and Philip come from the same city.
因为安德烈是从伯萨大来的,
because Andrew also came from Bethsaida.
他们商量完以后,
so they discussed it.
他们就把他请求告诉了耶稣,
so they told Jesus about the request.
约翰在这边用这两三节的经文,
here John uses two verses,
告诉我们一件事情,
tells us one thing.
外邦人是在耶稣的救赎的计划当中,
是 Gentiles is in the plan of Jesus' salvation.
你们记得过去当耶稣诞生不久以后，
You remember shortly after Jesus was born,
只有三个外邦人从东方来敬拜他。
Three Gentiles came from the east to worship him.
现在耶稣快要上十字架，
Now Jesus is going to go onto the cross.
又有几个外邦人要来跟他面谈。
Also several Gentiles came to talk with him.
外邦人一直是在神的救赎计划当中。
Gentiles is always in the plan of God.
这几个希利尼人，约翰把他写在这里。
So John recorded this Greek.
只是说他们是代表所有以后得救的外邦人。
So they represent all the Gentiles who is going to be saved later.
但这场圣节里面我蛮喜欢安德烈。
Here I like Andrew.
这是一个很特别的人物。
He's a very special person.
我们知道他是彼得的弟弟。
We know he is the brother of Peter.
圣经有关安德烈的记载不多。
There are not many things recorded about him in the Bible.
总共只记载安德烈三件事情。
It only recorded three things about him.
第一件事情。
The first.
在约翰福音一章四十二节。
Is in John 1:42.
他讲他的哥哥彼得带到耶稣的面前。
So he brought his brother Peter.To
Jesus. 第二件事情。
The second.
约翰福音六章八到九节。
John 6:8-9.
他讲一个孩童的简单的午餐。
He brought a simple lunch of a little boy.
一个五饼二鱼的午餐。
So the five bread and two fish.
带到耶稣的面前。
Brought that to Jesus.
第三件事情。
The third.
约翰福音里面记载。
It's recording John.
就是在这里。
It's right here.
他整了几个希利人带到耶稣的面前。
He brought several Greeks into Jesus.
约安德烈的工作
The work of Andrew
不太引人注意
not very attractive people
也没有被人好好的欣赏
It wasn't appreciated
更常常被人家忘记
It may be forgotten by others
但是他的侍奉是不可少的
But his service is not unlikely
他的侍奉在神的国度里面是不能缺少的
He cannot without his serving in the kingdom
想想看
Just think
没有安德烈
without Andrew
就没有五旬节那一天。
Then there may be, there will not be the day of the
Pentecost.
Pentecost.
那位伟大的讲员彼得。
So the great speaker of Peter.
他一次讲道。
He can be preaching.
三千人得救。
And 3,000 people saved.
没有安德烈。
Without Andrew.
那一天五千人就要饿肚子。
Those 5,000 people may have to.Be hungry.
他们也没有机会更认识耶稣。
They may not even get to know Jesus more.
没有安德烈。
Without Andrew.
这几个希利尼人。
This Greek.
没有机会被去引荐耶稣啊。
Will not be brought into Jesus' presence.
没有机会认识到救恩的道理。
They may not get to know the way of salvation.
教会的传统里面说。
Through the church tradition.
这几个希利尼人当中的一位。
May one of these Greeks.
便是路加医生
It's Dr. Luke.
路加医生后来写了使徒行传
So you know that Dr. Luke wrote Acts.
他写了路加福音
Also the Gospel according to
Luke. 你把这两本书篇幅如果算一下
If you combine those two chapters, two books,
占了我们新约福音篇幅的差不多四分之一啊
It occupies about one quarter of the entire New Testament.
安德烈在世上的时候
so, when Andrew was serving,
没有像他的哥哥彼得那样有光彩
it wasn't look like glorious as his brother
那样的出名
like Peter is so famous,
但是在天上
but in heaven,
耶稣对他的讲的话跟对彼得讲的话是一样的
so Jesus, what Jesus said to him is the same what he said to Peter
你是位良善又忠心的仆人
you are a good faithful servant
弟兄姐妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们可以向安德烈有些学习
we can learn from Andrew,
就是把人带到耶稣的面前
so bring people to Jesus.
如果你说你现在还不会讲福音
if you say I don't know how to spread the gospel
可以把人带来教会
you can bring them to church
带去主日学
bring them to Sunday
带去团契
bring them to fellowship
带去查经班
bring them to Bible study
如果你说我现在还不晓得怎么回答一些圣经的问题
If you say I don't know how to answer some questions about the Bible
OK 请牧师或者是我们的青少年辅导帮忙
Or you can ask the help from pastor or youth director
我们的执事们
Or deacons
我们的主学老师们
Or teachers
或者其他的弟兄姐妹们帮忙
Or brothers and sisters
如果你还不知道怎么样能够成为别人的帮助，
if you don't know how to be the help for others，
如果你还有点时间，
if you have time，
如果你还有点精力，
you have energy，
你可以把这些摆在一个人身上，
you can put them and take them up。To do it.
摆在他家庭的身上。
And you can put in the family.
罗马书里面有一句话非常的美。
The book of Romans has a very beautiful thing.
让我们看罗马书十章十五节。
Romans 10:16.
罗马书十章十五节。
Romans 10:16.
若没有奉差遣的，怎能传道呢？下面这句话，如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美！那我们学习做安德烈。
Let's learn to be Andrew.
是把人带到神的面前。
Bring people to God.
第二点。
The second.
我们看看耶稣怎么回答这个问题。
How did Jesus answer the question?
这是23节到25节。
Verse 23.
耶稣说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。这是第一次耶稣说时候到了。
This is the first time Jesus said the hour has come.
在这之前好几次。
Before this many times,
约翰在他的福音书里面都说他的时候还没有到。
If recording John, his time has not yet come.
大家记住，耶稣讲这句话的时候。
Let's remember when Jesus said this.
是他刚刚凯旋进入耶路撒冷城不久。
It's just right after his triumphant entry into Jerusalem.
可能就是第二天。
Maybe just the next day.
所以这些人一听到这句话。
So when they heard this.
听到人子得荣耀的时候到了。
They say the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
他们的结论一定是。
Their conclusion.
耶稣将要推翻罗马人政府了。
So Jesus is going to destroy the Roman government.
耶稣快要建立自己的王国了。
So he's going to start his own kingdom.
因为人子呢这两个字对犹太人有特别的意义。
Because the Son of Man has.Special meaning for Jewish.
他们听到这两个字的时候，会联想到《但以理书》里面的记载。
So they can remember what makes them to connect with recording Daniel.
那我们看《但以理书》七章十三到十四节。
Let's go to Daniel chapter 7 verses 13-14.
七章十三到十四节。
Daniel 7:13-14.
但以理书七章十三节十四节。
Daniel chapter 7 verses 13-14.
我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的，驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。犹太人知道这个人子是指弥赛亚。
So the Jews know this person is referring to Messiah.
是要来做王的。
He's coming to be the king.
他们听到耶稣在二十三节这句话。
So when they heard what Jesus said in verse 23,
一定是心里激动，情绪高昂啊。
So they must be very excited.
但紧接着。
But right after that,
耶稣在二十四节以后讲的几句话。
What Jesus said after verse 24,
又让他们的情绪跌到山谷啊。
To cause them to lose their excitement,
粉碎了他们所有的梦想。
To smash all their dreams.
二十四节。
Verse 24,
我实实在在的告诉你们。
Truly, truly, I say to you.
或者说，我千真万确的告诉你们，我斩钉断铁的告诉我们。
So I can confirm, I can convince you.
耶稣是要告诉他们一件事情。
Jesus is going to tell them one thing.
人只要得荣耀。
The man, Son of Man will be glorified.
不是借着你们所想象的方法。
But not through the way you think.
而是借着他的死。
But through his own way.
然后耶稣用一个他们可以了解的例子。
So Jesus used a parable that they can understand.
因为当时是农业社会,
it is the agriculture society.
我们今天虽然不是农业社会,
only today we are not in an agriculture.
我们仍然可以了解这个例子。
We can still understand this parable.
耶稣说, 一粒麦子不落在地里死了,人就是一粒。 若是死了,就结出许多子粒来。耶稣是说一粒麦子。
Here it says,
这粒麦子也许很特别,很珍贵。
Maybe this is a very precious grain.
哇,很有潜能能够生出许多的果子来。
Has potential to bear much fruit.
但是如果这个粒子保留自己,
But if this grain only keeps by itself,
如果这个粒子保留原状,
If it remains to the original state,
它仍然是一粒粒子,
He is only one grain.
一年以后还是那一粒,
After a year, still the same one.
5年以后还是这一粒,
5 years, still the same one.
10年以后还是同样的一粒,
10 years, still the same one.
但如果这个麦子被埋在土里面,
But if it's buried under,
但它死了以后,
After it dies,
它就结出许多的籽粒来,
It will bear much fruit.
把他潜能,你可以说完全的发挥出来,
so he can demonstrate his whole potential.
弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这是圣经里面常讲的死亡和舍己的真理。
So here is what the Bible says, death and denial.
死亡和舍己的真理。
Death and denial, the truth.
先要有死亡,
You have to die first.
才能结果子。
Then you can bear fruit.
先要有舍己,
you have to deny yourself,
才能有荣耀,
then you can have glory.
先要有降服,
you have to submit yourself,
才能得胜利,
then you can have victory.
次序没有办法颠倒,
the order is important.
次序一直是这样,
you cannot change the sequence.
耶稣告诉这些群众,
so Jesus told the crowd,
只有他经过死亡,
Only he has gone through death.
他才能在这些他所拣选人的身上,
then he can do his work on those he's chosen.
再生出他自己的生命来,
to have their own life.
再生出那种神的生命,
so they can have the life of God.
24节, 主要是对指着耶稣,
so verse 24 is pointing to Jesus.
主要是指着耶稣讲,
it's talking about Jesus.
但25节,
But verse 25,
耶稣把这个死亡和舍己的真理,
so Jesus expand the truth about death and denial,
扩大到每一个人的身上,
expand to everyone else.
我们要了解25节,
we need to understand the verse 25,
我们需要先了解几个字的意思,
we need to understand some meaning, the word's meaning first.
第一个就是这边讲的恨恶,
here is the one hate,
恨恶自己的生命,
hate his life.
那这个恨恶是不是说我很讨厌我自己的生命?
Does this mean I don't like, I despise my life?
像我们也说,我讨厌死了。
It's terrible, it's despised.
我活了不如死了算了。
I'd rather die than live.
不是这个意思。
That's not the same meaning.
恨恶这个字,
so the word hate,
是散族,
it came from the semantic.
散族是包括犹太人,阿拉伯人跟东方人。
You know, the fans include the Jews, the Orient, and the Arabic.
是他们一种表达的方式。
It's the way they express themselves.
表达一种优先次序。
So they have a priority.
或者表达两者之中你比较喜欢哪一个。
Or to demonstrate between the two which one you prefer.
圣经几次的用这种方式把意思表示出来。
So many times the Bible used this method.
我们看一下创世纪29章。
Let's go to Genesis verse 29.
创世纪29章。
Genesis 29.
30到31节。
Verse 30-31.
29章30节, 雅各也与拉结同房, 并且爱拉结甚是爱利亚，于是又服侍了拉班7年。 耶和华见利亚失宠, 这边的小字, 原文说被恨, 见利亚被恨, 被恨恶, 被雅各恨恶, 就使他生育, 拉结却不生育。 这两个圣经也告诉我们是雅各比较爱拉结而比较不爱利亚。
Here it says Jacob loved Rachel more than he does with Leah.
雅各的优先次序是在拉结的身上。
So the priority on Jacob is on Rachel.
我们再看生命记二十一章。
Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 21.
十五节。
Verse
15. 二十一章十五节。
Verse 21, chapter 21, verse 15.
这边说人若有二两妻二妻一为守爱一为守恶守爱的守恶的都给他生了长子但长子是守恶之妻生的、啊、这边的守恶不是说他恨这个太太、啊、
Here doesn't mean he hates his wife
不然你娶他干什么
Otherwise why would you marry her
而是一个优先次序
So there is a priority.
或者在两个太太里面他比较爱一个
Or between the two wives he loves one more.
所以回到约翰福音
Let's go back to John.
十二章
Verse 4.
二十一节
Verse 21.
如果一个人恨恶自己的生命
If one hates his life.
表示说他更爱神的生命
That means he loves more God's life.
他更爱神自己
He loved God more.
好，第二个我们需要解释的。
That we need to explain.
是生命这个字。
The word life.
生命在二十五节里面出现了四次。
The word life appeared five times.
Four times.
Four times.
那么中文英文翻译我们都看不出这有什么不同。
We cannot tell the difference in the translation.
但是希腊文把用不同的字来形容。
But in the Greek word, use different ways to describe it.
二十五节里面前面三个生命
the three lives, the first three in verse 25,
用同一个希腊字
that the same Greek word.
在你们的节目单上是 Puke 这个字
that is already printed on your program.
这个字的意思，我英文把它打出来。
So I printed the English meaning of that word.
是指一种头脑或思维的生命。
It's a life of a mind.
或者是自我和自我意识。
Or it's the life of ego.
那么另外一个呢，是指人的那种会思想的个性。
It describes the man's ability to think.
或者是那个会为将来计划的个性
so that they can plan for the future
或者是那个画出自己想要走的路线的那个个性
and that character they can chart their own courses
那么你把这个生命是要告诉我们一件事情
this words of life tell us one thing
前面的这三个生命
the first three lives
是告诉我们说这是指自我
that tells us about ourselves
我的计划
my plan,
我的愿望
my wish,
我的构想
my plan,
我要走什么路
how would I want to live?
第四个生命
the fourth life
希腊字用的是 Zoe 这个字也打在你的上面
it's a different Greek word Zoe printed on the program
当这个字跟永远连在一起的时候
when this word combined with eternal
是指永生
It's eternal life.
永远的生命
eternal life.
什么叫永远的生命
What is eternal life?
什么叫做不停的永远的
What does mean non-stop and permanent?
就是神的生命
It's God's life.
所以永生
So eternal life.
不只是永死的反义面
Not only is the opposite of eternal death.
更是指这个生命的丰盛和 fullness.
It also describes the fullness of life.
因为神是完全丰盛。
Because God is fully.
有人喜欢用两个英文字来形容神的生命。
There are many people like to describe God's life with two words.
或者用两个字来形容人得到神生命以后的光景。
Or describe the situation of people who receive God's life.
一个是美丽。
The one is beautiful. Beauty.
一个是叫做 bountifulness.充足丰盛充满
so it's bountiful
因为神的生命就是这样
because that is God's life
那么二十五节我们了解这几个字的意思以后，我们可以这样的解释。
So after we understand the meaning, we can explain verse 25.
爱惜自我的
，whoever hates and loves himself，
就会失去自我
，will lose himself， will lose himself，
保不住的
，he cannot keep it。
而在这个世界上
，and learn if when you're in the world，
没有把自我摆在第一的。
You do not put yourself first.
反而把神摆在第一的。
But you put God in the first place.
就会得到那个美丽跟丰盛的生命。
So you shall have that bountiful, beautiful life.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
一个基督徒。
For a Christian.
因为他是神的羊。
Because he's the sheep of God.
他是属于神。
He belongs to God.
他已经有神的生命。
He already has God's life.
你知道吗？他已经有了神的生命。
He already has God's life.
但是他生命要有没有丰满
？But is his life full?
只有当他讲他自己整个人。
Only when he can put his whole self.
包括他喜好。
And but his life.
包括他的愿望。
Including his.
包括他的计划。
His plan.
都降服在基督的身上。
And submit them all unto Christ.
就在那个时候，他就能得到。
At that moment, he can have.
今天在一些教会当中
In many churches today,
流行一种讲法
There's a way of saying,
怎么说
What do they say?
神是很有恩典的
God is merciful
神又是慈爱的
God is love
所以一个人可以完完全全享受神祝福的丰盛
So one can completely enjoy the abundantness of God's blessing
而不需要这个人同时接受耶稣做他生命的主
And he does not have to receive the same time Jesus to be his Savior and Lord.
你在电视上会看到。
You may see that on the TV.
你在书上会听看到。
You may read that on the book.
你在一些讲员的口中也会听到。
You may have heard from some preachers.
人也特别喜欢听。
And people love to see and hear it.
因为这是人罪性的表现。
Because that's their own way of sin.
我们人都喜欢不劳而获。
We like to get things without working at it.
我们喜欢能够事半功倍，走捷径。
So we like just to work halfway, get double the outcome.
这种想法教导都是错误的。
This is wrong teaching, wrong thinking.
这种不合圣经的想法。
It doesn't fit the Bible's standard.
也经常带给人家痛苦。
It often brings people trouble.
许多时候。
Many times.
人不知道圣经的 话语
We do not understand Bible's words
人不照圣经的话语
We do not do things according to the Bible
去成为一个圣经里面的 先生或太太
To be, try to become a husband or wife according to the Bible
两个人却奇怪
They wonder
为什么我们两个总是有争吵
Why do we often quarrel
为什么我们总是有冲突
Why all that conflict
为什么我们甚至变本加厉啊
But things getting worse and worse.
我们没有任何之间好的交通。
We have no good communication.
许多时候
，many times，
人不肯照圣经的方法做一个圣经的父亲或母亲。
We don't want to be a godly father and mother according to the Bible.
而他在奇怪。
And they wonder.
为什么我的儿女不听我的话
？Why the children don't listen?
为什么我的儿女不尊敬我呢
？Why don't they respect me?
有许多时候
，many times。
你没有看到参加聚会的重要。
You do not see the importance of attending meetings.
你忽略了四周围还没有得救的人。
You live with people who have been unsaved.
你不肯照着圣经的道德水平去走。
You are not willing to walk according to the Bible.
哦，你很忙碌。
Or you are very busy.
你也很紧张。
You're very nervous.
你的收入是有增加。
You have increased your income.
有更大的房子。
Better, bigger home.
更新的汽车。
A newer cars.
更好的家具。
A better furniture.
但是你表面上虽然是高兴的。
But even though you look happy.
但是你心中你知道你不高兴。
But you know in your heart you're not.
甚至你的儿女们都知道你不高兴。
Even your children know you're not happy.
为什么呢？
Why?
答案其实很简单。
It's very simple answer.
你没有向自我死。
You didn't die yourself.
你没有还跟基督同钉过十字架。
You have not nailed a cross with Jesus.
你说你信耶稣。
You say you believe in Jesus.
但耶稣只是你的救主啊。
But Jesus is only your savior.
而不是你生命的主。
But it's not the Lord of your life.
你仍然是你。
You are still you.
你仍然保留原状。
You still keep your original status.
我们过去教会里面一个伟人。
There was a great man of church.
叫做乔治·米勒。
George Miller.
他一生很善于祷告。
He was very good at a prayer.
但是我们有时候忘记。
So sometimes we forget.
他的言行对教会有很多的影响。
His words and deeds had a great influence on the church.
曾经有人问他一个问题。
People asked him a question.
什么是你生命一直有的秘密？
What has been the secret of your life?
乔治·米勒弯着头。
So he hung his head.
他这么说。
And said,
过去有一天我死了。
There was a day I died.
然后他把头弯得更低。
Then Miller bent lower his head.
他又说
，and said,
我向乔治·米勒死
，died to George Miller.
向他的意见死
，his opinion.
向他的偏爱死
，preference.
向他的喜好死
，taste.
向他的意志死
，and the will.
然后他又说
，then he said again,
向世界死
，died to the world.
世界的赞同
its approval,
或者世界的批评
our censor,
然后他又继续说
then he said again,
向弟兄和朋友的赞同死
died to the approval of brothers and friends,
或者他们的责备死
or their blame died.
George Miller 说
So George Miller said,
自从那一天之后
since that day,
我就竭力要在神的面前得蒙喜悦。
I started to receive approval from to God.
George Miller 一生是把这个圣经也解释出来。
So his life explains this Bible verse.
失去自我而得到那永生。
So lose yourself and obtain eternal life.
这是个真理。
This is a truth.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这并不表示说你我要照着 George Miller 每一件事情我们都应该做。
Doesn't mean that we have to do everything like George Miller.
但却表示一件事情。
But it does tell us one thing.
当神对你的要求来的时候。
When God makes a request of you.
你愿意为他做这件事情。
You're willing to do this for him.
这几个圣经节。
So this several verses.
跟 George Miller 的故事。
And the story of George Miller.
对我是个很好的提醒跟帮助。
It's a good reminder for me.
我不晓得你的情形怎么样。
I don't know your situation.
我却我知道我自己的情况。
I know my own situation.
我这方面很差。
I need to work on this.
我不完全。
I'm not perfect.
但是我愿意一生朝着这个路往上走。
But I'm willing to walk this journey upward.
我希望你也是。
I hope you can be.
同时。
The same time.
如果你觉得你属灵的生命
If you think your spiritual life,
你现在期待 不进
you're not making progress,
你对你属灵的生命不满意
you're not happy with your spirit,
你认为你属灵的潜能没有全部的发挥出来
you have not reached your spiritual potential,
或者还有什么东西
are there some things,
按照你的血气你紧抓不放
you canYou are still holding very fast according to your flesh.
那我也邀请你。
Then I invite you.
放下你的自我。
Put down yourself.
你我需要向自我死。
You and I, we need to die to ourselves.
我们不能在自我掌权了。
We cannot let self control us.
我们不要保留原状。
We do not keep our original status.
我们需要让位。
We need to give up.
需要让耶稣来掌管。
We should let Jesus reign in us.
好吧，我们现在就做一个这样的祷告。
Shall we make a prayer right now?
我们一起低头。
Let us bow our heads.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你不但给我们留下你的好榜样。
Not only you give us such good example.
你用你的话语再次教导我们。
You use your words once again to teach us.
如果我们当中有人有这样的决心。
If anyone in our midst makes such commitment.
愿意学习你的榜样
They are willing to learn your example.
或者学习乔治米勒的榜样
I'd like to follow the example of George Miller.
请你让我们能够有这样的恩赐
Please give us such a gift.
能够有能力
And the power.
一生就朝着目标去走
So we'll work toward this whole goal in our life.
因为我们可以得到你那个美丽跟丰盛的生命。
So that we may obtain your bountiful and beautiful life.
我们要祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
耶稣还有第三点。
And there's a third point.
他对这个问题的一个奖励。
He has some incentive for this.
这是二十六节。
That's verse 26.
二十六节说，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。请给你念一下。
If anyone serves me, let him follow me.
大家有没有看到这里？
Did you see here?
服侍跟跟从是摆在一起的。
So serve and follow are together.
服侍的人一定是跟从耶稣的人。
So the one who serves.Also the one who follows Jesus.
跟从耶稣他自然会有服侍。
If they follow Jesus, they will automatically serve Jesus.
这两个不能分开的。
The two are inseparable.
你可以说是一个铜板的两面。
So it's the two sides of the coin.
如果你在教会已经有一阵子。
If you have been in church for a while.
你不肯跟从耶稣。
You are not willing to follow Jesus.
你换句话说，你不愿意照着他的话语去做。
In other words, you don't want to follow his words.
你不愿意照着圣经的话语去做。
You don't want to follow the words of the Bible.
那其实你不是在服侍耶稣。
That means you're not serving Jesus.
你只是专专要口里说说而已。
You're just giving lip service.
你甚至只是在服侍自己啊。
Maybe you're just serving yourself.
服侍我的愿望。
I serve my desire.
服侍我的表现。
I serve my.
服侍我的构想。
My plans.
你没有在服侍耶稣基督。
You are not serving Jesus.
但对于决心跟随耶稣的人，
For those who committed to Jesus,
耶稣给他们两个奖励。
So Jesus gave them two incentives.
第一个奖励。
The first.
二十六节说，我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
Where I am, there shall my servants be.
这个指什么？
What does it mean?
这个指天堂。
This is heaven.
耶稣在约翰十四章里面。
In John 14, Jesus says,
讲了一句我们很熟悉又很喜爱的话语。
We are very familiar and we love it very much.
十四章第三节。
Verse 3.
十四章第三节，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。刚才我们唱了357节。
When we just sing the hymn 357,
耶稣同在就是天堂。
Where Jesus is heaven there.
这个天堂，你不要说我以后才会享受。
Don't say that this heaven I can enjoy later.
有耶稣同在的话
，If Jesus is with you,
你在这个世上已经可以开始过一个天堂式的生活。
You can also have a heavenly life in this world.
这是耶稣的第一个应许。
So this is the first promise of Jesus.
第二个应许。
The second promise.
在二十六节后半边。
The second half of verse 26.
若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他，他必得天父的尊重。
So he will be honored by the Father.
服侍耶稣的人是跟随耶稣的。
The one who serves Jesus, who follows Jesus.
跟从耶稣的一定会听耶稣的话。
The one who follows Jesus will listen to him.
耶稣看为重要的，他去做。
So what Jesus thinks is important, they will do it.
耶稣认为不应该的，他就避免。
What Jesus doesn't like, they'll avoid it.
换句话说，跟从耶稣里的人是从心里面尊重耶稣。
So those who follow Jesus, they honor Jesus in their heart.
人不在的时候，他还是这样。
Even people are not there, they still do the same.
有冲突的时候，他还是这样。
Even there's conflict, they still do.
困难来的时候，他还是这样。
When there's trouble, they still do the same.
他从心里面尊重耶稣。
So they honor Jesus in their heart.
撒母耳记里面一句很美的话。Samuel, First Samuel. 撒母耳记上。
In First Samuel.
我们看一下二章三十节。
Chapter 2, verse 30.
撒母耳记上二章三十节。
Chapter 2, verse 30, First Samuel.
撒母耳记上二章三十节，因此耶和华以色列的神说：“我曾说，你和你父家必永远行在我面前，现在我却说，绝不容你们这样行。”因为尊重我的，我必看重他，或者说我必尊重他， 鸟是我的，它必被轻视，或它必受到轻视。神的教导很清楚。
God's teaching is very clear.
尊重他的，必得他的尊重。
For those who honor me, I will honor them.
过去的史布森牧师。
Pastor Spurgeon.
他用个故事来解释约翰福音十二章二十六节的后半边。
He used the story to explain, John 12, the second half of verse 26.
他说一个国家有一个国王。
He said there was a king in a country.
他只有一个独子。
He has an only son.
有一天，这个王子跟他的仆人去外面旅游。
One day, this prince went to travel with his servant.
突然被一批强盗抓去。
So they were grabbed by the robbers.
当强盗知道这是王子以后。
When they know this was a prince.
便告诉国王说：“你需要给我们一大笔的赎金啊 ，ransom。”
So they asked for a huge ransom from the king.
两边开始在交涉谈判。
So they start to negotiate.
这个手续不是很顺利。
It wasn't very smooth.
时间慢慢拖下去。
The time lasted.
糟糕，这个王子生病了。
And then this prince became ill.
这位仆人他花日夜的看照顾他。
So the servant took care of this prince.
他拿自己的衣服啊，擦去这个王子头上的流汗。
So he used his own clothes and wipe off the sweat.
王子需要喝很多冷水，他还把他自己的冷水给他喝。
So give him cold water when he needs to drink it.
并且在这个过程当中。
And through that process.
有一天，这个仆人有一个可以自己逃跑的机会。
There was a time this servant can escape.
但这个仆人选择不逃跑。
But he chose not to escape.
他宁可跟他的主人继续在一起。
He wanted to be with his master.
就过了几天
After a few days,
他们被关的地方终于被国王的兵丁知道了
So finally the place they were hiding was discovered by the soldiers
很快的这个王子跟他夫人就被救出来
So quickly the prince and servant were rescued
史布森牧师问问题
So Pastor Spurgeon asked a question
他说想看那个时候
To think about that moment
这个国王会喜欢尊重谁呢
Which one this king is going to like or honor?
这个国王自己会说。
So the king will say himself.
我要尊重的是这位仆人。
I will honor that servant.
因为这个仆人跟我的儿子在一起。
Because the servant would be together with my son.
他不肯离开他。
He would not desert him.
他跟从我的儿子。
He followed my son.
他照顾他。
He took care of him.
当我儿子有需要的时候。
When my son has need.
他服侍他。
He served him.
所以这位仆人呢
so this servant
要得到像我儿子一样有的荣耀
will have the same honor like my son.
我要给这个仆人的荣耀
I'll give the honor to this servant.
甚至会超过我王国里面其他的大臣呢
will exceed all my officials in my country.
同样的
so similarly,
弟兄姐妹们
so brothers and sisters,
神也会这样的尊重
God will honor
在今天服侍耶稣的人
Today, those who serve Jesus,
跟随耶稣的人
who follow Jesus,
不离开耶稣的人
who will not depart from Jesus,
当你有这样的决定
when you make such a commitment,
我需要警告你
I will warn you,
我需要先让你知道
I want you to know first,
有时候会包括人的逼迫
sometimes people may persecute you,
有时候包括你的受苦啊
sometimes you may suffer,
甚至有时候会包括死亡
even include death,
但是有共同的一件事情
But there's something in common.
一定会包括舍己
It will also include self-denial.
但是耶稣说
But Jesus says,
受苦之后紧接着神的荣耀
The suffer comes with God's glory.
舍己之后紧接着神的赞美
So denial comes with God's praise.
既然这位万王之王这么说
Since this is said by our King of Kings,
他的话会一定的兑现
So his word shall be fulfilled.
他有这样的爱我。
He loves me so.
他为我已经舍己了。
He already died himself for me.
那我还有什么不肯做的呢
？What else I'm unwilling to do?
那我还有什么不愿意做的呢
？Anything I'm unwilling to do?
今天我们看一个很简单的问题。
It's a very simple question we study today.
如何救你自己的生命
？How to save your own life?
这个答案很简单。
The answer is very simple.
也很清楚。
It's very clear.
在二十五节、二十六节。
In verse 25, verse 26.
我们一起来念一次。
Let's read again.
二十五节、二十六节。
Verse 25 and 26.
找到我们一起，我们一起念。
Let's read together.
好，爱惜自己生命的，就失上生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。让我们一起祷告。天父，我们再次的谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again we thank you.
你巴不得你给我们的祝福，我们能够得到全部。
We can't help but want to all your blessings.
这是那么的丰盛。
It's so abundant.
让我们有决心要跟随你。
Let us have a commitment to follow.
我们一生跟随你。
We'll follow you all our lives.
我们不管别人怎么讲，怎么样。
但
是至于我和我家。
But it's to me and my family.
我们必定侍奉你。
We shall serve you.
我们这样祷告感谢。
We pray and give thanks.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.